Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Vincent Lopez, Art Gillum, Carol Gibbons, and Fred Van Epps, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, December 30th, marked the birth in 1898 in Brooklyn, New York, of band leader, pianist, and composer Vincent Lopez. He was taught music by his father, and he studied for the priesthood for 3 years, but gave that up at age 16. He attended business college and did some office work, but eventually was making his living as a cafe pianist. He formed his own band in 1917 and began playing vaudeville, but worked his way into top hotels, including long runs at New York's Hotel Pennsylvania and Hotel St. Regis. On a Sunday afternoon in November of 1921, the band was asked to sub for a cancellation at radio station WJZ. The station wanted Lopez in the studio, but he proposed a remote broadcast from the bandstand of the hotel, the first dance band to do so. Vincent Lopez played the Hotel Taft Grill for 27 years into the 1960s. The band appeared in Broadway shows, in movies, and on radio, including Plow's Musical Courier in 1934, The Speed Show in 1936, The Nash Show in 1937, Show of the Week with Buddy Clark in 1940, and he had his own radio and TV shows in the 50s. His theme song was Nola, which he played in a highly flamboyant style, and he began his radio programs with Hello, Everybody, Lopez speaking. He died on September 20th, 1975, in Miami Beach, Florida. Here's Vincent Lopez.
Thank you. that you told me, those little white lies. The stars all seem to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me, those little white lies. I try, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. Who wouldn't believe those lips? Whoever could doubt those eyes? The night that you told me, those little white lies.
Vincent Lopez and his Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra, September 19, 1925, in an Elmer Scoble composition, Stomp Off, Let's Go. Hotel Pennsylvania was located at 7th Avenue between 32nd and 33rd Streets in New York City, opposite the old Penn Station. The building still stands today across the street from Madison Square Garden. Lopez also had a long run at the Hotel St. Regis and recorded as Victor Lopez and his Hotel St. Regis Orchestra in 1931 and 34. The Hotel St. Regis was located on East 55th Street at the corner of 5th Avenue in New York City. We started the set with another Elmer Scoble tune, TNT, performed by Vincent Lopez and his Casa Lopez Orchestra, recorded around January 28, 1926. Lopez opened his own nightclub called Casa Lopez in New York City in 1925. It featured his own band as well as other entertainers, but unfortunately it burned down less than a year after opening. It reopened at a different location but was a financial disaster and closed permanently in 1928. In between the two Scobles was Walter Donaldson's Little White Lies. That was Vincent Lopez and his orchestra recording for Hit of the Week in July of 1930 and released on September 11th. The vocalist there was Scrappy Lambert. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, January 1st, marked the birth in 1895 of the whispering pianist Art Gillam. Oh, hello, Art.
Well, here we are together again. My, my, my.
His mother was a pianist and began teaching him at age 5 around the time the family moved from Atlanta to St. Louis, where he had been born while his mother was there on a visit. He enrolled at Washington University, but in 1914 left school and went to the West Coast to play in dance bands, including his own Art Gillam and his society Syncopators. Art was in the Army during World War I, and after the war worked as a song plugger and sales manager for Chicago music publisher Ted Brown. In addition, he also made piano roles and in 1922 played his publisher's music on Chicago radio station WDAP. In February 1924, he appeared on WSB in Atlanta, and in an article for the Atlanta Journal, columnist Lambden Kay, the WSB program director at the time, referred to Art as the Whispering Pianist. The nickname stuck, and Art continued to use that as his billing throughout his career. The recording career began on May 2, 1924, with Jeanette, although none of those recordings was released. On October 22, 1924, he began recording exclusively for Columbia with How Do You Do, which became the theme song for the Happiness Boys. On February 25, 1925, he made the first commercially released electrical recording using the new Western Electric recording system, his own composition, You May Be Lonesome. Art recorded 132 sides, which were released. In 1931, he had two shows on CBS Radio. One was called Syncopated Pessimism, a Depression-era program that he ended with the phrase, Have you got a cup of coffee in your pocket? And another show called Breakfast with Art. In 1937, Art returned to Atlanta, where he had programs on WSB, WAGA, and WGST, and became principal of Creighton's Business College. Art Gillam died of a heart attack on June 6, 1961. Here are three from The Whispering Pianist.
Oh, what a sensation when I am with you. You're my inspiration for all that I do. What I do could be much greater indeed. If you would only be the someone I need, what wouldn't I do if I had you, and if I knew someday you'd love me too, what wouldn't I do? What wouldn't I do? I'd live anew, always be true, if it meant having you, what wouldn't I do? To pay your rent is one of my fond wishes. I'll take the kids to school and wash the dishes. What wouldn't I do if it were true and I had you? So that you loved me too, what wouldn't I do? I knew someday you'd love me too. What wouldn't I do? What wouldn't I do? I'd live anew, always be true, if it meant having you. What wouldn't I do? To pay your rent is one of my fond wishes. I'll take the kids to school and wash the dishes. What wouldn't I do if it were true and I had you so that you loved me too? Oh boy, what wouldn't I do? Sipping honey from each flower you find. On each petaled rose you linger a while, then with a smile you fly away and seek a different kind. Oh, how I wish I could claim you, for I can't keep you out of my mind. Butterfly, butterfly, spread your wings and fly away. By and by, butterfly, come back to me someday. Just suppose you find your rose is taken, and just suppose the winter snows find you forsaken. What'll you do? Why, you'll be blue, lonely too, if you flutter by, my butterfly. Suppose you find your rose is taken, just suppose the winter snows find you forsaken. Why, you'll be blue, yes, you'll be lonely too, if you flutter by, butterfly.
Come on, Fingers. Here's where Papa plays a song for the customers that might remind them of an old one. Might remind them of an old one, yeah. Only it's so different. Figure that one out.
Four dimes.
Johnny, poor Johnny's up in the air. He thought his girl was an angel. Poor Johnny's tearing his hair. He found that she ain't exactly a saint. With murder in his eye, he started in to cry. So that's the kind of a girl you are. Oh, 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 what a surprise. Well, that's the kind of a girl you are. Gee, I'm glad you opened my eyes. You kiss, you hug, you stand in the hall. You tease, you squeeze, and babe, that ain't all. If that's the kind of a girl you are, you're just a baby for me. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum folks do sit out there, try to listen to him. Yes, sir. Poor Johnny, he's in a trance. He runs around like a wild man. Poor Johnny's broken romance has gone to his brain. Well, the boy is insane. He grabs her in the hall and he begins to bawl. So that's the kind of a girl you are. Oh, 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 you're breaking my heart. So that's the kind of a girl you are. You've been fooling me from the start. You smile, you kiss, and babe, when you hug, you make me feel like a bug in a rug. If that's the kind of a girl you are, you're just a baby for me. So that's the kind of a girl you are. Oh, 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 you're breaking my goat. So that's the kind of a girl you are. Oh, 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 let go of my throat. You sing, you dance, you're looking for fun. You drink, you smoke, you little son of a gun. If that's the kind of a girl you are, you're just a baby for me. Yes, sir.
Art Gillum, and So That's the Kind of a Girl You Are, with words by Billy Rose and Al Dubin, and music by Joe Burke. That was the third of four takes recorded on June 27th, 1925. So That's the Kind of a Girl You Are was also recorded on the OK label. So That's the Kind of a Girl You Are was also recorded on the OK label several months later by Mickey Guy and his Rose Tree Cafe Orchestra. Before that, it was Flutter by Butterfly, written by Phil Layton and Jack Stanley from April 16, 1927. Jack Stanley also wrote Dancin' Dan. We began our tribute to Art Gillum with the musical question, What Wouldn't I Do? What Wouldn't I Do was written by Jay Gorney and Yip Harburg and was recorded March 6, 1929.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last week, January 4th, marked the birth in 1903 in Clinton, Massachusetts, of Richard Carroll Gibbons. He studied classical piano at the New England Conservatory in Boston before going to London in 1924 with Rudy Valli to play in the Boston Orchestra, the resident band at the Berkeley Hotel. In 1926, he led his own band, the Sylvians, at the Savoy Hotel, and the following year took over as leader of the Savoy Orpheans from DeBroy Summers. When the Orpheans disbanded in 1928, Gibbons became director of light music at HMV and put together their house band, the Mayfair Dance Orchestra. In 1930, he was back in the U.S. and worked with Harry Warren and Richard Rodgers, providing music for MGM's 1930 Broadway revue Crazy Quilt, starring Fanny Brice. He returned to London in 1931 to lead the new Savoy Orpheans, and he frequently broadcast from the hotel with a small group called the Boyfriends, consisting of members of the main band. He eventually became director of entertainment at the hotel and held that position until his death on May 10, 1954. Here's Carroll Gibbons. ¶¶
custom when you're walking down the street to bid everyone good morning. Don't you think that's kind of sweet? It's an old southern custom to politely lift your hat when you pass a pretty stranger. Is there anything wrong in that? If a lady meets a gentleman, as they did in days colonial, and the lady and the gentleman have intentions matrimonial, if they must be together every morning, noon and night, there's a good old southern custom that makes everything all right.
Depression takes you in tow. Rise above it, laugh it off, and say, what of it? Don't dream of quitting when trouble starts and hitting you low. Stick your chin out, make your mind up that you'll win out. The Navy gave you a motto that can save you, I know. So rise and shine, stand up and take it. Rise and shine, life's what you make it. If Groom the so-and-so should get you, as he soon does, shout hidey-ho-dee-ho and do just as the moon does. Rise and shine, don't be a mourner, things are fine. Around the corner, no harm in trying it, there's nothing to it, you can do it like the sun. Rise and shine.
Rise and shine, stand up and take it. Rise and shine, life's what to make it.
If Gloom the so-and-so should get you, as he soon does, shout hidey-ho-dee-ho and do just as the moon does.
Rise and shine, don't be a mourner, things are fine around the corner.
No harm in trying it, there's nothing to it, you can do it like the sun.
Rise and shine.
Lovely tune they're playing.
I'm awfully glad you like it, Johnny.
What's its name, Gal?
Well, it's called On the Air.
Whose tune is it?
I'm afraid it's mine.
Well, I shouldn't be afraid if I were you, Carol. It's lovely. It's thrilling. But you know, now that I hear the orchestra playing it, there are just one or two little details that I think might have been done differently. I mean, we're such terribly good friends, Carol. You won't mind or think me presumptuous, will you, if I show you on the piano what I mean?
Certainly not, Johnny. Go right ahead.
Oh, thanks awfully, Carol. Now, you see, this first string, Carol, might have been handled like this.
Yeah, I see what you mean, Johnny. But don't you like my middle strain?
Oh, love it. Simply love it, Carol. Although, I don't know. Now that I start to think of it, there might be a couple of items there that would have been done differently. Now, here's what I mean. Look. You see what I mean, Carol?
Yeah, Johnny, I see what you mean. It means you don't like the first strain, you don't like the middle strain. In other words, you must think that tune is terrible.
Well, that's more or less, Carol, what I've been trying to tell you for the last few minutes.
Well, Johnny, as long as we're being frank, I might as well tell you that I don't think an awful lot of what you've done.
Oh, really?
No, but as long as they're both minus, I mean, let's put them together and we might get a plus.
Well, let's try.
Johnny Green and Carol Gibbons pretending to berate each other's work in a record called Two Friends in Harmony, playing Carol Gibbons' composition and radio theme song On the Air. In fact, Green and Gibbons were good friends and collaborated during the time they were both working in England, with Green recording over a dozen multiple piano arrangements with Carol Gibbons and his boyfriends for English Columbia. Before Two Friends in Harmony, it was Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans with Rise and Shine. The vocalists on that May 7, 1936 recording were Ann Lenner and Brian Lawrence. Buddy DeSilva wrote the lyrics to Vincent Heumann's tune. We began our tribute to Carol Gibbons with Carol Gibbons and his boyfriends, and It's an Old Southern Custom from July 15, 1935. Marjorie Stedford was the vocalist on that Jack Yellen-Joseph Meyer collaboration written for the film George White Scandals of 1935. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio and Warkworth Radio, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, December 30th, marked the birth in 1878 in Somerville, New Jersey, of banjoist Fred Van Epps. At age 12, he became fascinated with the banjo when he heard it played by George W. Jenkins, a conductor for the Jersey Central Railroad. His father, who was a watchmaker, objected to his musical interests, but his mother bought him a banjo and hired Jenkins, who didn't read music, to teach him. Fred also collected and studied Edison Brown wax cylinders by banjoist Vassell Osman. In 1897, Van Epps was hired for regular Wednesday afternoon recording sessions at Edison's National Phonograph Company in West Orange, New Jersey, where his first accompanist was Edison staff pianist Frank P. Benta. He first recorded for Victor in 1910 and was soon recording for about 17 companies. He put together the Van Epps Trio, which originally consisted of his brother Bill and pianist Felix Arndt, but over the years the group included drummer Eddie King, xylophonist Joe Green, pianist Frank Banta, and was variously known as the Van Epps Banta Dance Orchestra, the Van Epps Quartet, the Van Epps Specialty Four, and the Van Epps Banjo Orchestra. In 1921, Van Epps and Henry Burr formed a company which manufactured and sold banjos which Fred had designed. In the 30s, the banjo became less popular, and Van Epps no longer made his living as a musician. He made recordings on his own label into the 1950s with his pianist son Robert, and another son, George, became an expert banjo player and guitarist, and as a studio musician, played with Benny Goodman, Ray Noble, Red Norvo, and others. Fred Van Epps died in Burbank, California, on November 22, 1960, at age 81. Here are three from Fred Van Epps.
Thank you.
Fred Van Epps and the last Edison Diamond disc he made. That was Dinah from February 17, 1926. Before that, we heard Van Epps Banjo Orchestra and Hillendale Rag from an Edison Blue Amberol cylinder. I don't know the recording date of that cylinder, but the Fred Van Epps Trio also recorded Hillendale Rag, which was composed by Henry Lodge, for Columbia on March 25, 1916. We began our tribute to Fred Van Epps with Florida Rag, apparently George L. Lowry's only known composition. That was the Van Epps Trio on July 26, 1912. Fred and brother William Van Epps on banjos and Felix Arndt on piano.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call
This Week in Recording History.
So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is the Southern State Dance Band.
Here, you children. Mama's going to work now, and I don't want no swinging in here while I'm gone.
Aye, Mama, we ain't gonna swing while you're gone, Mama.
And another thing, if old Dipper Lip comes over here with his big bass fiddle, tell him Mama don't allow no swinging in here.
All right, we'll tell him, Mama.
And another thing, you know what Brother Satchamow said when he come past the other PM? He said, you boys was in there swinging. You should have been down at the meeting.
Well, we're going down to the meeting this evening, Mama.
All right, I'm going to work now, boys. Be good. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mama. I'm so glad she's gone, ain't you, man?
Me too, man. I get tired of playing way down up on the Shanghai River all the time. Mm. Say, who is that coming in the gate there?
That looks like old Dipple Lip with his big bass fiddle.
Come in.
Well, what do you say, you kids?
What is that, Dipple Lip?
How's come y'all ain't swinging?
Well, Mama told us not to swing.
What? Well, let me vamp you down
here. Rebel down here.
Mono Lino guitar playing here. No. Mono Lino guitar playing here.
I don't care what Mama don't lie, I'm gonna play my guitar anyhow.
Mono Lino guitar playing here.
Play.
Hey.
Mama
don't lie, no bass is slapping in here. Well, I don't care if mama don't lie, slap my bass anyhow.
Mama don't lie, no bass is slapping in here.
Yeah. Beat it out, Satchel.
Slap that bass hard. Oh, you howl, you. Slap it down.
Yeah.
Mama don't lie, no Satchel's in here.
Whoa.
Mama don't lie, no Satchel's in here.
Well, I don't care what Mama don't like,
but
Zazu's in anyhow.
Mama don't like no
Zazu's
in here.
Oh, scatter the beat, my space, scatter the toy, my space, baby. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Do you just let me know your bell? Bookie, bookie, stop it down. Oh, baby, oh, baby. Yeah.
Mama don't like no fiddle swing in here.
No.
Mama don't like no fiddle swing in here.
Oh, I don't care what Mama don't lie, but swing my fiddle, try to lie.
Mama don't lie, no fiddle, swing in here.
I see coming in the gate.
Oh, it looks like Mama coming. Come on, let's play one more piece before she gets in here.
All right. Yeah.
Mama don't lie, no ring and twist in here. Mama don't lie, no ring and twist in here. We don't care what Mama don't lie, no ring and twist anyhow. Mama don't lie, no ring and twist in here.
Thank you.
Well, all right, then. We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with the Southern State Dance Band, a Sid Roy band, and How Could Red Riding Hood, recorded New Year's Day, 1927. How Could Red Riding Hood was written by A.P. Randolph and was recorded by all sorts of people, including Tom Stax and the Yacht Club Boys, the Redheads, the Plantation Players, Dolly Kay, and the 2FC Studio Dance Orchestra in Australia. Jan Garber recorded it for Victor, who released it on December 24, 1926, but they pulled it 3 weeks later because nervous Victor executives thought the lyrics a little too risque. Next, it was The Ink Spots, January 4, 1935, and Mama Don't Allow, written by Charles Cow Cow Davenport. The popular black vocal quartet The Ink Spots formed in 1931 in Indianapolis, Indiana, and were Bill Kenny, Ivory Watson, Orville Jones, and Charlie Fuqua. We finished up with Fats Waller and his rhythm, January 5th, 1935, and Baby Brown, written by Alex Hill. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.